Every morning this week, you'll be hearing from WNYC's Radio Rookies, New York teenagers who learn from WNYC staff how to report and produce their own stories. Each 8-week workshop is held in a different New York neighborhood. This time, the rookies are from Bushwick, Brooklyn, where they work with a community organizing group called Make the Road by Walking. Make the Road's youth organizers recently completed a report looking at what life is like for kids in Bushwick. Among their findings, the average number of children per square mile is about twice that of Brooklyn overall, and there's nearly 6 times less park space per child. A young person in Bushwick has access to less than half as many library books as the average Brooklyn youth. Last week, Mayor Giuliani announced new cuts to the city's youth services budget. That concerns this 14-year-old rookie reporter.
Hello, I'm Jose Lopez. I live in Bushwick, Brooklyn, and I'm really angry that there aren't enough things for youth to do out here. Every time I look down the streets, I see kids of all ages hanging out on the stoops, just wasting time till the next day comes. A lot of times, they play games in the street, like Skelly, where he tried to throw a milk top onto squares marked on the pavement in the middle of the streets. Even little kids are on the streets. I'm here walking down Grove Street. I'm seeing a lot of buildings, empty lots. Here's an old factory that's not being used anymore. What do you see? What do you see all around?
I see cars. I see trains.
I see lights.
I see lots of buildings.
All right. Y'all see this big empty lot right here?
Yes.
You think they could build something here? What do you think about this big empty lot?
A baseball field.
What else?
We could build a park.
A house.
Monkey bars, whatever.
Hot spot and monkey bars and water for the summer.
Who cares about this
and a pool.
These kids have great imaginations, but wishes won't change an empty lot into a playground. And like my friend Marcus says, school is only from 8 to 2.
After those hours, youth have to have some place to go.
And something to do. When I was little, I had things to do because I was taking martial arts classes and I was involved in church activities. But not everyone belongs to the church, and many people can't afford martial arts lessons. In 1990, the census shows that more than 40% of Bushwick residents were living below the poverty level. I remember one year, when I wasn't involved in anything, I had nothing to do. It was boring, so the only thing I did was stay home and watch TV. Luckily, I started doing martial arts again, and that kept me busy until I got involved with Make the Road by Walking.
Make the Road by Walking? No, she's not in. Let me transfer you to her voicemail.
Make the Road by Walking is where I work. I'm a community organizer. Here we try to fix up our community and get more things for it. All right, I'm here with Ona Chatterjee, who is the co-founder and the co-director for Make the Road by Walking. What do you feel is Make the Road by Walking's role in this community?
Basically, our role is to create a space where community residents can come together and talk about some of the real problems that are facing this community and decide what the community is going to do about those problems. Just like you, Jose, with the youth organizers, challenging the lack of youth services in Bushwick and going and confronting people who are decision makers in our community.
I got to meet one of these people while doing this story. I'm here with Nadine Wittit, the community board district manager for. Are you familiar with the lack of youth services in Bushwick?
Yes, Jose, I am familiar that there aren't enough youth services in Bushwick, but I gotta let you know that Bushwick is a big geographic area. The map that we're looking at represents Bushwick, and within Bushwick, there are youth services that my fear is that if you don't live around the corner from where that service is being offered, you don't know where it is.
I think Nadine is right. There are some youth services, like Make the Road, but according to my sources, some isn't enough. The youth group at Make the Road did a report showing that there are about 20,000, maybe more, kids aged 10 to 19 in Bushwick, but there's space for less than 2,500 in free youth programs in our neighborhood. And parkland is scarce around here, so there are thousands of kids with nowhere to go and nothing to do. But at Make the Road, we're not just sitting around complaining. We're working really hard to make things happen. One thing we're trying to get is a performing arts center.
All right, now I'm interviewing Yaritza Mancado, who's also a youth organizer here at Make the Road by Walking. Can you briefly describe what's going to go on in the performing arts center?
What we want in the center is like for them to teach them how to, like to teach the people how to dance. The people that know how to dance do contests with them, you know, so they could be entertained, and to keep them indoors instead of being out.
We also have a lot of other projects, like most Friday nights. We throw open mics so the youth can come and chill. That means hang out. My fellow radio rookie Macho often runs open mics.
We have the open mic so they can show their talent. Like if they have poems, they could go over their poems, or if they rap.
Alright, now I'm continuing down towards a big empty lot here at the end of Grove Street. There's a lot of graffiti on the wall.
But a lot of colors.
It's scary.
And it has money and it has scary skeletons on it.
It says fight the problems we all face, not each other.
I think that's true. People in this neighborhood need to stop going at each other and work together to turn empty lots and broken down buildings into playgrounds and parks and community centers and libraries. It's a lot of hard work, but it beats watching TV. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Jose Lopez.
Learn more about Jose and the other radio rookies online at WNYC.org. Young listeners are invited to join an online discussion.